Hey, it's Rocky. Welcome to Richer Soul. Today's guest is Sandra Biskind, and we're going to talk about upgrading your life on every level, not only spiritually, but also on the levels of wealth, health, relationship, success, and happiness, and even your business. Imagine, it's 12 months from now, and you've achieved your major life goals. How does it feel to be in the best shape of your life? To wake up energized, excited about the day? To have great relationships and friends who support you and propel you forward? How does it feel to have an excess of money, to be able to make the choices you want? To be fearless and open to trying new adventures? Imagine being connected to the universe and it providing everything you desire. It's possible over time, and your past does not dictate your future. The only thing holding you back from this vision is you. It's time to take control of our thoughts and use them to our advantage. Welcome to Richer Soul, where we achieve our dreams and bring balance to health, wealth, relationships, time, and spirituality. If you have not had a chance to listen to episodes 1 through 9, I encourage you to go back and listen to the framework behind Richer Soul and how to create the life of your dreams. You can also find all the show notes for this episode at richersoul.com. While you're there, you can sign up for a monthly email where I share the best articles I read this month, let you know about upcoming episodes, and share a little wisdom. You can also listen to coaching calls under the Coaching Calls tab. I also share the most interesting articles I read every week on Facebook at facebook.com/richersoul. And there's also a Facebook group where you can ask questions and interact with other listeners. Today, I'm going to start with three quotes because they all apply to today's episode. And it's so full of gems, you're going to want to listen to it more than once. The first one is from Buddha. We are what we think. All that we are arises from our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. The next one is from Dr. Tom Morris. We need to understand that thoughts are tools. Are we using them as productively as we can? Are our thoughts serving us well? Or are we their victims? It's up to us. And the last one is by Rumi. Yesterday, I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today, I am wise, so I am changing myself. We really need to spend time working on ourselves, so we show up in our business with energy and presence that makes everyone want to be with us and work with us. It's a much higher level than spending your time putting out fires every day. We're going to go deep into this topic today, and Sandra is going to give us actionable ways to do that. Remember, it's more than money. It's about living life holistically. Too often, we're so buried in the business that we miss the big picture and all the opportunities that are all around us. That's why having someone with a global perspective on your team can help propel you forward with less resistance and more focus. I'm excited to have Sandra Biskind on today. She's a global thought leader, international speaker, spiritual mentor, and number one best-selling author. She has the unique gift to identify and eradicate the unconscious programs that undermine success, instantly amplifying her clients' ability to live freely and thrive. Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, said, "She is a profound healer, trainer, speaker, and author who does some incredible transformational work. I've experienced her work and found it to be truly life-changing. So much so, I had her work with my entire staff with magical results. She has an amazing ability to shift energy and remove unconscious blocks on very deep levels. Her unconditional love, joy, and radiance fills the room. She is the real deal, and I highly recommend her work." So, let's meet her. Welcome to Richer Soul, Sandra Biskind. It's great to have you join us today.
Oh, it's just wonderful and such an honor to be with you.
And it's honored to have you here with us. So we always like to start at the beginning. What was it like when you were growing up, and how much did your family and school teach you about money?
That's a fabulous question. I think my mother opened the first fashion boutique in our town when I was 12. So if you can imagine that every single night, my mother and father were discussing the business. And by the age of 14, I was going into the boutiques and selling in them. By the age of 16, I was managing them during the school holidays. And unfortunately, at the age of 18, my mother was killed in hospital, and I left school and I took over the family business. So at 18, I didn't have much of a choice as to was I going to be good in business or not. I just had to be for the sake of my family. Within the next 2 years, 18 to 20, I had life-threatening surgery. I managed to sell that business for my father, and I married a man 10 years older than me who happened to be the fashion controller of Target Australia. Now, believe this or not, I couldn't get a job in our town at the age of 20, even with the background that I had. And so I decided to open my first fashion boutique. So for the next 25 years, I put together 7 boutiques and my own fashion label. I also managed to get up the courage to leave an abusive marriage. And at the age of 27, that's when I really left the marriage, but I knew I was in trouble. Like, I needed help. Here I was. I had this businesses, these boutiques, and I was on my own. And I thought, what am I going to do? And weirdly enough, this might sound quite weird, but I began meditating with a group every Thursday night. It was at that moment that I understood that I could change my frequency and master my business, my happiness, and my health. And truly, that was a turning point in my business. I think just one quick little story, and that was that a very courageous staff member came to me at that time and said, Sandra, we don't know what we're going to get when you come to work. Are you going to be angry, upset, sad, happy, or a bitch? And it was like a light went on for me. And I thought, you know what? I was completely unaware of how I was affecting my staff and the people around me. So instead of blaming my circumstances, and boy, there was a lot that I could have said, I thanked her. And every morning, this is very, very important for the business people out there, by the way, every morning before I went into my boutiques, I sat in my car, I took a few deep breaths, and I asked myself 4 questions. And by the time I finished asking myself those 4 questions, I had actually become neutral to the emotional state that I was in. And my frequency was so high that when I went into the boutiques, my staff just loved me again, wanted me there. My clients came in, and they would come in just because they loved the feeling of the place. And my suppliers, and this was a rough time financially, by the way, my suppliers completely backed me 100% during this little mini financial crisis in our town. And that's when I understood that as a business person, we are responsible for our level of happiness in success. And it's so easy, if you've got the tools, to change your frequency, to actually magnetize to you the people, the events, everything that you need to make your business successful.
And that's very true. I mean, it's up to us. I think too many people are waiting for something else, and all the answers are within us, and you just have to figure it out. And as you said, sometimes you can walk into a room and you see that person who literally lights up the room.
Mm-hmm.
It almost sounds like you put yourself and created that state where when you're there, you literally light up the room. Now, it sounds like you did this based on asking 4 questions. I've got
yes.
to ask, what are those 4 questions?
Yeah, I think your audience would love these questions too, by the way. I have taught those questions in live events and online programs now for about 20 years. And these have changed people's businesses and their relationships, everything. So the first question I asked myself was, what am I feeling? And of course, what I was feeling was upset, angry, alone, everything. What was I focused on? I was focused on the fact that I did not want to go into that business because I had suppliers asking me for money that I didn't have. What do I want to feel? And that was a no-brainer. It was like, wow, I want to feel happy about being in my business again. And what focus will serve that? That's the big one. What focus will serve that? And boy, I took this deep breath and it was like, wow, I need to just be grateful and love my own creativity, my incredible staff, my clients, and really, really go the next step and be grateful and love even my suppliers. And when I did that, everything about me changed. I mean, my suppliers were just incredulous. When I told them something that I was going to do for them, they knew that they could trust me and that I had the integrity to follow through. And my clients would start coming in and just say, oh, we just want to be here. Do you mind? You know, they didn't even want to buy anything necessarily. And I ended up putting beautiful couches and sofas in all of the boutiques. And these women would come in and we'd give them tea and coffee and sometimes champagne. And the business just took off because it was a little safe haven and a hub for people. And that's what your business needs to be. It needs to reflect who you are. Like when I see businesses and I coach and mentor these top transformational leaders and business people who are making millions, when I see their company having problems, I don't beat around the bush. I just tell them this is all about you because everything starts at the top.
And that's true. Leadership has to take responsibility. They set the tone. They set the energy. They set the picture of how things are going to run. And it's your actions, not your words, are what are going to dictate the outcome. Because I say it all the time to parents. I'm like, your kids aren't listening to what you say. They're listening to what you do. Your employees and your business are the same exact way. If you don't create the safe space for your employees to come to you with problems and to share struggles, and you're constantly blaming them, then they're not going to tell you when there's problems in your business. They'll just let them explode because that's the tone and that's the way that you set up your company.
That's right. And I would say to people in my businesses, look, we don't have problems. We have situations that need to be solved, and that's very different. So people were not afraid to come when they did something wrong or when something happened. So you treat every single person in your business and your relationship the way you want to be treated. And that's probably quite different from what we think. It's very, very important to respect, love, and be grateful for your staff. These are the people who are underpinning who you are. And like you just said, I love what you just said. They really are a reflection of our energy and our frequency.
I think sometimes business owners struggle. I mean, we're here to make a profit, and a lot of business owners even struggle to look at their numbers. And here you are saying, be nice to people. And I think sometimes business owners are afraid they might get taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is you're saying meditation is what led to profit. And I don't think a lot of people put those connections together.
No, I hadn't either at the age of 27, having had quite a traumatic 9 years at that stage. I didn't either. And so what happened for me was when I started meditating, I realized that I had a strength that I could draw on. I was becoming more creative. My intuition was just going through the roof. It was like, oh, I was getting tapped into these creative ideas in my business, things that I would never have thought to do, which is flowing through to me. And as I was allowing that creativity to flow in and act on it, by the way, that's the other thing. A lot of people don't realize that their intuition is there for them in their business. They ignore this fabulous, fabulous advice. And once you get tapped in, and that's what meditation does. And then also you realize that the frequency that you're on, whatever you focus on, we're a totally energetic beings vibrating at a frequency, and that frequency either repels or attracts people, places, and events. So it just makes sense that if you've got a tool like meditation, if you've got a tool like inquiry, the four questions, that when you use them, they will change your whole outlook on life.
And I think that's a big part of it, is changing the lens and the way that you look at a situation and realizing that everyone else also has their own lens and how they look at a situation. That was a big aha for me because I always just assumed everyone looked at things the way I did. And I came to find out that people can look at the same situation a million different ways. And we have to have the ability to realize that people are looking at it a million different ways and that we need to respect all those different viewpoints as well and to understand how they came to be.
Oh, you are full of so many incredible gems. I have to tell you, that was just stunning. We always say, look, you can always be sure that everyone will be true to their own values. They're not going to be true to yours. And so when you start to realize that, and that's just like the segue on from what you said, you have to understand what people's values are, because when you understand that, you've actually got the key to why they do what they do. And then you can adjust accordingly. I think a lot of business owners start blaming their staff for things because they don't realize that the staff's values actually are not aligned with theirs. That happens in a partnership too, doesn't it? If your partner's values aren't aligned, like if you have somebody who wants an open marriage and somebody who definitely doesn't, you put those two together, you're going to have trouble. I love what you said.
I have a question, because I'm not sure that everyone sits down and thinks about and figures out what their values truly are.
Mm-hmm.
Do they do that? Or is it just a natural kind of thing that we have our values, even if we haven't questioned them or thought through them? Or do we need to even go through and make sure that we have the right values?
If you are really smart, you will question your values. You will question every single thing you think and do. This is another form of inquiry, because believe me, each and every one of us is run by our unconscious programs. And this is information locked in our DNA. It affects the way our genes express, and it affects the way we express ourselves in the world. And so that means that we've got these unconscious hidden stories, beliefs, and ideas that come up and slap us around when we least expect it. You know, if you've ever found yourself saying and doing something and you think, oh my God, that's just not me. And you go, where did that come from? Well, that probably came from your ancestors. It came from conditioning when you were a child. It could have come from past lives. It actually doesn't matter where it came from. The fact is that every human being without fail has these unconscious programs that act like sabotage blocks to who we really, to the best version of us, right? And so please, please, if your audience can hear anything, it is do the inquiry, find out, you know, why you haven't got peace in your life, find out what is stopping you from being more successful, what is stopping you from having that love relationship, and what could be stopping you from having a more vital, healthy life. Yes, question everything.
So out of curiosity, what percentage is conscious decisions? What percentage is subconscious decisions that are running our day?
Okay, so it's nearly all unconscious. Let's just imagine if everybody now just imagines a big black square, this big black square. And in the center of that black square is one tiny little white dot. The tiny little white dot is the conscious mind. All of the black space around it is the unconscious mind. So if you think about this, if there's a conflict between what your conscious mind is thinking and what the unconscious mind is thinking and driving, the unconscious will win every time.
It's got a big army and it's overwhelming you. It's doing a million things behind the scenes for every one thing
Yes.
you do in the front of the scenes.
That's exactly right. What a perfect way of putting it. Bruce Lipton is a brilliant author, and he talks about the unconscious all of the time, because this is really where the key to our success is. In the work that I do with my clients, for instance, one of the things I do is I actually go in and discover the event, emotion, and decision that happened during an emotional time, and that decision gets locked in. We don't even know it's there. It's something we might have said just an example. When my husband was at school, he was 8 years old, and the headmaster brought him in and said, who do you think you are? You're too big for your boots, this kind. And this 8-year old has just heard this adult say, you're too big for your boots. Well, quite frankly, even if he had been a smart little bunny and you know, flipped it off, as an adult, he actually had to move beyond that to be the success that he became, because it got locked in and it was hidden there. And every time he sabotaged himself and every time he made himself small was because he was too big for his boots. Can you see how the unconscious works? It's really sneaky.
It is. And I think people need to realize that most of these subconscious ideas and these systems that have been created there were created in childhood, and we've forgotten
them. Absolutely. But not just childhood. I mean, everybody says it's, you know, 1 to 5 or 1 to 7. And I'm going, hang on a minute. I see people tell adults things, and the adult, you can see the look on their face. Any time you have an emotional reaction to an event, you are creating another piece of information that gets locked into your DNA, that gets hidden into the unconscious. And it will come up and it will do its job, and it's not a nice job. It's not a good look.
That is true. Now, I've heard you mention this, and I think this may be one of the keys to help people, and that is radical personal responsibility. What does that mean?
Well, a lot of people teach 100% personality and responsibility, and I'm going, yeah, hang on. We've just got to go the next step. What that means is that if somebody says something to you that you don't like, so rather than instantly blaming them and getting all upset about it and not being able to forgive them, the question that you ask when you're living with radical personal responsibility is, okay, what is the program that I've got running that this person put, why did I need to hear this? Why did I need to be put down, for instance? And it's like, oh, I get it. You go into the unconscious and you realize that your mother or your father put you down at a certain stage. It was what you knew. People who love you, love me, abuse me. People who love me, put me down. And all of a sudden, with that program running in your computer, you've got other people doing the same thing. So when you're in radical personal responsibility, there's no blaming, complaining, justifying. It's just, okay, where is it coming from? It's always just looking back into you. This is, you know what? It's always about you. It's always about me. It's never about the person that is hurting us. This is really good news, by the way, because forgiveness is such a frequency blocker to peace. And without forgiveness, we can never come to that place of love and joy. And quite frankly, if you're not feeling that peace, what happens when you get into your business? It's easy to snap. It's easy to be angry. That's why we created Codebreaker, by the way, the book, because we wanted to give people a simple and easy to follow system where they could go, whoa, that's what I'm feeling today. Wow, where is that coming from? What do I need to do? And here it is, and I feel better. Very, very excited about it, by the way.
Literally, that was going to be the next question to you is, everyone wants to know, how do I fix this? How do I break the code? How do I reprogram myself, or how do I change the way that I'm behaving? And so you wrote the book, which is Codebreaker, Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You. Why did you choose to write the book?
I talk about this divine guidance, and when you meditate, you start getting this creativity. I wrote it because I had had an experience as an 18-year-old, a near-death experience, where I did experience peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness. It was like the first awakening experience or enlightenment experience that I was to have in my life. And After going through that, I realized that that was what was going to stop suffering. That was what was going to create the happiness and success that I wanted. I mean, it took me, you know, a long time before I really got it. But I sat down with Daniel to write this book because we wanted to give the world a legacy. We wanted to say, hey, you know, 65, 71, the last third of our lives, we want to give as many people as possible this incredible system that we've developed over decades and make it easy for them. You know, so many people are suffering. And why? You know, why are we suffering? So the book tells you why you're suffering, and it is these programs, and it is this inability to use a system that will quickly and easily change your state and change your frequency. So I guess writing it was a bit altruistic. I've been a spiritual mentor and life coach to many, many people around the world. And, you know, they invest a lot of time, energy, and resources to work with me. But we wanted to make this available to everyone. So, you know, for $9.99, you can get the Codebreaker ebook. And there you have right in front of you a system that when you immerse yourself in it, you will absolutely change your life. And that's a big statement, but that's the response we're getting.
And that's awesome. And that's why I asked you to come here, is to share that. And this is, when we talk about this, is that you upgrade your life on every level. It's not just spiritual, but it's wealth, because you've got money, you've got health, you've got relationships, you've got success and happiness. And those are all the themes that we talk about every week here on the podcast. And so it very much is in alignment, and they're the types of things that I want to learn about.
Yeah. Well, just imagine this. If you have emotional leakage anywhere in your life, it affects every area of your life. You probably know this, you know, that if you're feeling sad about something, it's pretty hard to hide it. And it affects your outlook, your perceptions, everything. And that's why becoming emotionally clear, becoming free from those unconscious programs and really raising your frequency is just such a game changer.
And that's true. And that's what I try and tell people, that life is not lived in silos. You know, if you have money problems or health problems or relationship problems, it bleeds across all of those different areas. And so you need to make sure that every part of your life is, I use the word balance, but I know people have struggled with the word balance because they think that means everything's equal. And it's not so much that it's equal. It's more that it's in line with your values and
that's right,
what you're doing and so forth. And so you have to make sure that you're in line with who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. The platinum password that we take people through in the book, which is the system, by the way, when you get to neutrality, which is chapter 6, when you get to neutrality, all of a sudden life lights up. People haven't really thought about neutrality in this way, but just imagine this. If you were able to stay neutral, people and events wouldn't press your buttons. You would react very differently to every area of your life. And in that place, neutrality, by the way, really is another word for enlightenment. And that's enlightenment is very misunderstood, but being the silent observer of your own thoughts and emotions and being able to change your state, being able to actually understand why other people, you know, are doing what they're doing. And they too have the same ego mind unconscious programs running. So when you know that, you go, wow, we're all in the same boat. You know, it's up to each and every one of us to do what we can and to change our frequency. I am so excited about empowering people to show up as the best version of who they are. I'm so excited to empower people to get free from the unconscious programs that are stopping them from having the happiness and success they've come here to have. And, you know, when somebody says, oh, I don't deserve money, or I don't need money, or I don't deserve a great relationship, I'm just going, wow. Their ego mind has got them totally hooked into this crazy statement, because it's not the truth. The truth is that we're all absolutely perfect divine beings. And as such, money comes to us from everywhere. Love comes to us from everywhere. Our health and vitality is ours. And yet we allow these unconscious programs to stop us from being who we really are.
So let's dig into that a little further. You talk about 8 high frequency beingness states.
Yes.
And it's called platinum. And platinum is peace, love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness.
You've got it.
But let's start at the core. You talk about high frequency beingness states. What exactly does that mean?
What that means is that we all have a true self that is this perfect divine soul, this perfect divine being. And it is covered up by unconscious programs. And we call that the ego mind self. In fact, in the book, when you read it, you'll have a lot of fun, because we say everybody's born with an ego puppy. And so here we are, we've got this ego puppy that runs amok in our life, our unconscious programs, or we have this state of being that is our true self. That's that part of us that is tapped into the divine, tapped into intuition. It knows what to say, how to say it, when to say it. It's confidence because it trusts. That beingness state is the state when you are living the platinum password. And I guess that's the other reason why we put this together. We didn't think, oh, isn't platinum a great word and let's make something out of it. We started writing this book and decided what we wanted to write on, which you know, was peace, love, awareness. And as we put the chapter names on the top of the board, I looked at Daniel and said, you know what? That spells platinum. And we realized we had cracked the code. You know, here was the password to crack the code for people to be able to live in that beingness, that high frequency beingness state. That's the state that magnetizes love and success, by the way.
How do we influence our energy and our frequency and our state?
There's a lot of ways. Listening to the right music, meditating, doing inquiry, reading books like Codebreaker. You know, we in our book we've actually listed other books that you read. When you're reading these beautiful high consciousness books, when you're getting that information, it is actually changing your cellular structure. It is changing the way you think and feel. Isn't that exciting? I mean, everything changes the way we think and feel. So, you know, read Codebreaker and use the journal. Read all of these other fabulous books. Meditate. Listen to great music. Make sure that when you're with people that you keep yourself in such a state that they actually want to be with you and they love you. Don't put yourself in harm's way.
And that's very true. And I've been through the book and actually I've read a lot of the books that you mention in there. And I did very much enjoy the different books that were in there as well. And I think it's important to dig deeper and to learn those types of things as well and to understand how it all fits together. What is the outcome of this? I mean, what does a platinum life look like for people?
That's exciting. Well, first out, I can't wipe the smile off my face. I wake up every morning and I look at Daniel and I tell him I love him and I thank God every day that I feel this blessed. A platinum life feels like that. It feels like you're on the right track. It feels like you can trust you've got the right guidance and you can be confident. You know that you're coming from a place of integrity so that you know that there's a wholeness about your life. You're very mindful of your own emotions and completely aware of what is going on for other people so that they don't, you know, blindside you. There is a level of peace that is so powerful. And then, of course, love. You begin to understand that love is definitely not an emotion, that love is the most powerful force in the cosmos. So when you're living as a platinum being, you've actually got all of those beautiful states working through you and into your life. And people really react to it. Daniel and I walk into places and networking meetings and we sit down and people come up to us and say, what's happening? What is it? What is it? Because they can feel what it feels like to live as a platinum being because that we are emanating that. And that, so when you begin to use the system and it's easy, when you begin to work it and be diligent about it, this is what will happen for you too. And can you imagine your business? You know, I'll never forget when we first came to the States, we were introduced to Jack Canfield. He's the author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And he just put his pen down and looked at us and he said, oh, I know you. I want to work with you. That was within 5 minutes of meeting us. And since then, you know, I've been his spiritual mentor and coach. He's had me work with his family, his entire staff. He hires Daniel and I to co-facilitate with him at his major events. And it's because of that frequency. Like you sit with somebody and he's such a high frequency being himself. He felt the resonance. He was in alignment. It was like a soul connection. And by the way, just taking the money out of that equation, that is a richer soul connection. So I guess living as a platinum being is actually going to give you a richer soul.
And that sounds exciting. We'll be back with Sandra and how to live a richer soul life. Have you ever played on an organized sports team? You had a team captain leading you on the field. So why did you need coaches on the sidelines? Why is it for playing a game you need a coach, but for playing the game of life, you don't? When I coached soccer, what I saw was a very different point of view than what the players and the captains saw on the field. They also saw a very different point of view than I saw. They were up close, and I saw the entire field. Together, we created magic. In your business, you're like the captain on the field, in the midst of the daily work, while a good coach is on the sidelines, watching the entire field and seeing the major gaps that are so easily exploitable to allow you to succeed. A good business owner should hire a captain and sit on the sidelines and watch. That is what Warren Buffett does. But we can't all be like him. So the next best thing is to have an expert on your sidelines helping you see the bigger picture and finding the ways to help you succeed. I am that guy for many successful business owners. Let's see if I'm right for you. A quick call will help us decide. Start by emailing me. It's rocky@richersoul.com, and there's absolutely no obligation. Now back to Sandra and how to deal with setbacks on the journey. Let's face reality. In spite of living this platinum life, we are still going to have setbacks. We're still going to have things that drive us up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that in the moment?
Well, you deal with it very differently from how you would if you didn't have this information. So that's the key here. This is a mind training system that changes the way you deal with everything. Now, remember, I know that doesn't sound like, you know, it can happen because we're in this reactive mode and the ego mind has got us. However, when you start to use the system, you do change the way you react. And that's the biggest blessing of this entirely. You know, like I had one of my private clients rang me up and her husband was really mucking up all week. And she got on the phone and said, "Oh my God, I really had to have my ego puppy on a tight leash this week." In other words, what she's saying is rather than reacting in a very angry and quite violent way, is how she would have, she just completely changed. And that changed the way he reacted. So you will change the way you react in the moment when we have those challenging situations. I mean, life is one big challenge, let's face it. So we are going to have them. And in business, it's daily, really, isn't it? So can you imagine if you had the ability just to do a U-turn and change direction and get back into your heart, get back into a place where you can think clearly, where you can tap into divine guidance, and all of a sudden you're doing things very differently? That to me is exciting. That's freedom.
It is freedom. And it's not easy to do. It takes time and practice and continued effort to do this, because as we started off, it's that small white dot against that big black box.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to change that kind of pattern and to make work to your advantage. So you've mentioned ego puppy quite a bit. Can
yeah.
dig a little bit? Tell me a little bit more about this ego puppy.
I love ego puppy. It's like, if you can imagine that every single one of us has an ego puppy that is constantly, its job is to mess up. Its job is to mess us up. It judges us. It judges everyone else. Everything, you know, it takes us out of our comfort zone. It makes us feel uncomfortable, anxious, lonely, alone. If you understand that each and every one of us has that, then we understand the importance of training it to work for us, not against us. Daniel loves to say, hey, you're either going to end up with a great service dog or a junkyard dog. It's up to you. So it's a training process. And that's what the system is in Codebreaker. It's a training process. And just understanding, hey, don't be so hard on yourself. So the ego mind wants you to be hard on yourself, wants to keep you small. But the minute you understand that and you start thinking negativity, feeling pain or fear, you know that your ego puppy has actually got you by the leash rather than the other way around. And don't you think this is cute? Because you can make fun. And I think that's one of the keys here, is that the key to enlightenment, which people quite probably don't understand, is lighten up.
You know what? I've been practicing this because we all have those negative thoughts. And now I sit back and I go, oh, that's interesting. Very, very interesting. Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. And what am I going to do about it? And it is a process. It's that, you know, you don't read the book and tomorrow you're living a platinum life. You read the book and you struggle and you work and you get a little bit better. And maybe you reread another book, or you keep working at it. And over time, the change comes. But it does take time. And I think one of the underlying things, and you were very close to kind of almost saying this, is I am enough. And you have to accept that. And mm-hmm. once you do, then it's much easier to let go.
That's right. And you know what? It's about immersing yourself in this system over and over and over again. It's not a one-time read at all. And the other thing is we absolutely back the system up. We have free challenges coming up. We have lots of free meditations to compound the process. There's loads of wonderful online and live events where you actually get to spend either 16 weeks or 3 days with us totally immersed in this. And you actually come out the other side with so many tools and feeling so different. And you also have a group of people who are of that same consciousness. Like, okay, I'm prepared to get to the next level. I want to be the best version of who I am, and I'm prepared to do what it takes. So it's like in your business and your relationship, you have to be prepared to do what it takes. And it's a lifelong process.
And that it is. Now, I have to ask, because I think we have some cat lovers in our audience. What about them?
Me too. I'm a huge cat lover, by the way. I've had cats all my life. So we've got Cosmic Kitten, and we're saying, okay, just as Ego Puppy is the mischievous one and the unconscious nuisance, Cosmic Kitten is really your ability to tap into your intuition, your ability to receive guidance, your ability to live as the best version of you. So it's really like, hang on, you know, you haven't just got this ego puppy running amok. You're not alone here. There is a training process, and you are this incredible being. And so we use Cosmic Kitten to say, hey, Cosmic Kitten to the rescue. You know, where do you go? And you go into that part of you that already knows the answers. You go into that part of you that uses the system and changes things. Just as an example, for instance, I had one of my cousins rang and said, oh, I'm going on a holiday overseas and my whole family's excited. I don't want to get on the plane. And she was crying and saying, I'm going to mess up for everyone. And I said, okay, so the fact is, because she's worried, anxious, sick, I said, so you just don't trust that pilot and that airline is going to get you there safely, there and back safely. And there was silence on the other end of the phone. And she said, are you telling me this is a trust issue? And I said, yes. So using the system, by the way, she absolutely, all the nerves dropped away. She was perfect, best trip she's ever had. And so what I'm saying is that Cosmic Kitten's almost like that inquiry that you do where you know you want to be on one of the platinum frequencies, right? But you're still, you know, lacking in confidence, or you're worried, or you're judging other people. And then when that happens, you go to there's a chart in the book with all of the high frequency of platinum. On the other side, it's the blocking frequencies. And you go, oh, hang on a minute. No wonder I feel alone and lonely. I'm judging everybody. And that's the blocking frequency to unity, right? Or, gee, I'm so attached to my stories. I'm right, they're wrong. And all of a sudden, there's no neutrality because attachment is the core blocking frequency. So you can see with this system how easy it is to find out what are you feeling and what's the opposite of it. And then you just, again, it's like you've got your signpost there, and then you can do the inquiry. And I love what you said before about, hey, this is interesting. Where is this coming from? That's the question you want to ask yourself all of the time. What is this to do with me?
And it is. We have to constantly question ourselves and go in search of the truth and say, is it true? And why is that happening? And what is that thought? So one of the things that you also talk about is forgiveness. And I know that's a very difficult thing for a lot of people. Can you talk a little bit more about forgiveness, why it's important? And also, I think people sometimes struggle with forgiveness because they don't feel the person should be forgiven, maybe.
Absolutely, they don't. And on a lot of levels, people do abominable things. And normally, if you were not living as the best version of you, then you would never forgive. And then what happens is, as a Harvard study showed, that you end up with cancer, unhappy relationships, colitis, heart health, heart problems. So unforgiveness has a lot of consequences in our life. So it is really enlightened self-interest to forgive, because the study showed that people who could forgive had better heart health, better relationships, were happier, didn't get the, the gene expression for cancer, for instance, just didn't get turned on. And when you can't forgive someone or something, and yourself, especially yourself, all of that is taking up rent-free space in your mind. And so it's filling your mind, and it's just constant. The ego puppy just goes over and over and over and over again, like chewing on a bone of why, what they said, why they said it, how dare they say it. And once you can get to a point where you can let go and understand, okay, why did this happen? What is this to do with me? What is this event telling me? I've obviously got an unconscious program running here, because this wouldn't have happened. This person has, pushed my button because I've got a program running. Again, it's all about you. So there's a number of ways to forgive, but one of them is probably that I really love and we teach in our live events and online is the Ho'oponopono prayer. You've probably heard of it. And that is, imagine that person in front of you and you just say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And even if you don't feel it, the more often you do that around a situation, yourself, or another person, then you're going to start getting neutral. Then you're going to put yourself into a place where you can forgive. And we do a lot of beautiful meditations where we give people another perspective on what's happened and how to forgive. So, by the end of a weekend, for instance, people come in saying, I'll never, ever forgive that person. Don't even talk to me about it. And by the end of the weekend, they're going, oh, wow, I just love them. So, instant change is really possible. And I know most people don't think that, but it really is possible when you are dealing with the source of a problem, which is the unconscious.
And you said something interesting, and I kind of want to touch back on it. And you said, when someone does something that pushes my buttons, mm-hmm. right, and it's our buttons, and we get the choice to disconnect the button.
That's right. And that's what Codebreaker helps you do. Yeah,
we need to learn to do that, is to disconnect the buttons that set mm-hmm. us off.
That's right. Exactly. And, there's lots of different ways. I mean, one of my clients, she said she was having a problem. I identified this problem, and it was injustice. And she had this person at work that she just couldn't forgive. He just kept doing things and saying things, and she felt that it was so, it was not just and it was not right. So she was in this place where she didn't even want to go to work. And once I corrected out that program of injustice, she just took a deep breath and looked at me and went, oh my God, my program about injustice was creating this problem and making it worse. And a week later, she said, I just love being at work now. This person doesn't push my buttons at all. That's his values. That's where he's at. It's got nothing to do with me. Whereas because she had a program running about injustice, her ego puppy made it all about her. So you see how easy that was for her to forgive and move beyond that situation once we got to the core of the problem.
And the other person did nothing to change.
Nothing. it's only ever about us. If I could get nothing else through to everybody, it's always only about you. So the other person doesn't have to change. And by the way, they probably never will unless they read Codebreaker 2. You can't expect other people to change. All you can do is work on yourself. And when you do that, everything else changes.
And I think that's the biggest struggle for people. And I talk about it all the time. The biggest opponent you have is the reflection in the mirror.
That's right.
One of the books that you mention in your book is The Field by Lynn McTaggart. So she talks about the zero-point field, and we really haven't explored that on the podcast before. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. The reason why I love The Field and I love the zero-point field is because I wanted to back up the information and the work that I do with science, and this actually does that. So that what scientists say is that the zero-point field is the field of all information and that we can all access that. Now, obviously, if you're not tuned into your intuition, if you're not using your divine wisdom, you're not going to access it. But I have spent, 40, 50 years diligently accessing the zero point field, which means that if I was working with you right now, and you said, I've got this problem and it's because of this, I would simply access the zero point field and go, well, actually, no, that's not true. It's not because of this. It's because of this. And all of a sudden a light goes on for you and you go, oh, wow. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what I feel. So the importance of being able to access the zero point field, which is the field of all information, when you're working with a spiritual mentor or coach, is really important because that's the information that you don't really get from anyone else. That's what makes Codebreaker and the work that we're doing in the world very, very unique.
I think people struggle with this, and the struggle is, how do I know I can trust and believe the person that I'm working with?
Yeah, well, you know what? Everybody knows if they can trust someone or not, everyone, because there's a when somebody has integrity and when somebody is coming from a place where they care and love you, and by the way, I say to my students, don't work with anyone that doesn't love you, just as an aside there. Everybody, we all know one of the great things about humanity is we all have an internal guidance system, and that guidance system tells us, you've met people and you've almost wanted to take a step back from them, right? Or you've met other people and you've gone, oh wow, I want to be there. That internal guidance system will tell you every time if you can trust someone or not. And I love that. Also, of course, their demonstrated action. If you're working with somebody over the years or over time, you're going to see that they are consistent. There's an integrity about what they're doing, what they're saying, that they don't contradict themselves. There's so many signposts that tell us how we can trust people. But don't you love that? Because I think everyone listening to this has had times where they've met someone and they've gone, oh, why don't I feel good here? Or, wow, I'd like to stay here more often. And this is our internal guidance system.
And I think part of that is an awareness to being able to trust yourself and to listen for the signals and to watch for them and to be aware of them. And that requires kind of getting off the hamster wheel and taking the moment. And that's where meditation comes back to helping in grounding you and letting you be able to do that.
Yeah. Look, please, 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 everyone, read the chapter on trust, because that really is about, developing the confidence to know who you are, that you can trust the guidance you're being given, that you can trust the people that you choose to be your mentor, that you can trust the people that you choose to work with. And that's a really important quality.
You mentioned it, and we didn't even dive into it because I've talked about this so many times, but you do need mentors and you do need people who are going to help you, because you even started, I think, the whole story. You had mentors when you began your business when you were 20 years old, didn't you?
Oh, the best. My husband and all the people who ran Target Australia, I was this 20-year-old little girl, and all of these incredible men mentored me the entire time. And that's, by the way, without that, I would not have been able to create the successful award-winning business that I did, without doubt. And the same thing, you know, no matter where we are, I wanted and knew that my mission and purpose was to be here and to share this work with the world from a very young age. And I have diligently for decades worked with some of the most incredible spiritual mentors, gurus, teachers in the world. And that's for decades. This is not something that I thought, oh, wouldn't this be nice? This is a absolutely diligent and resilience to spending my resources, time and energy, becoming the person that I wanted to become so I could do the work that I wanted to do.
And I think that's important for people to realize. This is not a overnight success. Like everything else, you know, there's 10, 20, 30 years behind the overnight success and all yes. the hard work that it takes to overcome yourself to create the life that you want. But you have to start and you have to just keep going. And there are going to be ups and downs. That is just life. But you have to keep getting back up, keep showing up, and keep working on improving yourself.
Well, I think it's very important, particularly for solopreneurs and small business owners, because if you think about it, it's normally quite lonely. A lot of them don't have staff, or if they do, they're virtual. And so where are they getting their nourishment? Where are they getting their guidance? You know, the best, most successful sports people and people in the world all have the best coaches. So my advice to anyone would be, okay, Codebreaker is going to be a coach for you. It will be a mentor, but please find a mentor that you can trust and love that is going to absolutely help guide you and help answer questions for you and absolutely ask the right questions for you to answer. You know, really take you to that place where the best version of you is showing up over and over and over again. Having mentors is, you know, my spiritual mentor who only died 2 years ago was 100 years old. And I spent 40 years with her every week. And you can imagine, you know, when you start being fed this fabulous information, that's mind blowing. So just find the right meditation group, find the right person that you know you can intuitively and instinctively trust and be there. Put yourself into a position where they want to work with you.
And that's very awesome advice. And I think people just need to do that. I think too often we're just taught you have to do it alone. And that is not at all true. And that is not what successful people have done. They work with other people, they get help, and they keep improving themselves. And that's what you have to do.
If you think about how successful the Jack Canfield Group is, just going back there for 1 minute, do you know that he has done over 600 trainings with different people, you know, like live weekends, online programs, and he always sits up the front with his notebook in the front row and he writes and takes notes right through the whole of the training. So this is somebody who is committed to going to the next level and, you know, the curiosity level. When you're a small business person, you have to have an incredible amount of curiosity. If you don't develop it and, you know, put yourself into a position where you do spend your time, energy and resources, you know, getting rid of the unconscious programs, doing what you need to do, getting the advice, because even if you think, no, I can't afford it, the fact is you actually can't afford not to.
And that's true. And I remember reading stories about Sam Walton, and they said Sam Walton spent more time in his competitors' stores trying to learn what they were doing better than him than he spent in his own stores.
Yeah, of course. And then what did he do? He would go and implement it. And, you know, look how successful he became. This is the mindset of successful business people, the mindset. I mean, I would, as a very young girl, I remember traveling for the very first time. I went to London and Paris and Tokyo, and I took a funny little camera with me because that's all I had that many years ago. And I photographed all of the store windows of Harrods and all of, you know, all of these incredible shops. And I came home and I would replicate them to the best of my ability and my budget. And people would drive past my stores and or come in just to see what was in the window. And, you know, this was just one tiny little thing. that I did. And there's always, that's the creativity. That's the trusting in yourself. That's the confidence. That's knowing that you also can be your own mentor. Like that, you know, there it was right in front of me. So there'll be things that you can do in your business that are right in front of you, that are easy to implement, that will reap rewards instantly.
And that's a big thing that I tell people. I'm like, right in front of you is everything you need. And mm-hmm. you just need to kind of shift your lens and look at it and just start picking it up and going, because most of them are very low risk items and they're just waiting there for you. You just have to go.
But can you imagine if you had, or if these people had, an unconscious program saying, I don't deserve success, or I don't deserve money, or who do I think I am? No matter what's in front of them, no matter what they do, is going to be sabotaged on some level. And that's why I will harp on this until the day I die. And that's why I'm saying, please work with the unconscious. Find somebody who can dig in for you, give you the information, do the inquiry yourself. But whatever you do, find out what the events and emotions and decisions are that have been even passed down to you from your parents, grandparents, the whole thing. Because once you do that, that's the freedom then to move forward.
That it is. Is there anything else you wanted to share on the subject of living a platinum life but didn't get a chance to?
I think the book speaks for itself, and I'd love people to get whatever version they can. I mean, obviously, the paperback is beautiful. I would say that we did create the Codebreaker Journal for a very specific reason. And that was that when you go through the system, it's really great to have a journal where you go, oh, that was what I was feeling when I answered those questions. That's what was happening for me then. What I imagine happening is that you will get Codebreaker and you'll end up with like 10 journals, because every time you go through it and you start to look back and you go, wow, look at the shifts I've made. Look at how I've changed. And these are measurable shifts that you will make. So there's lots of tools in the system. It's a beautiful system. And obviously, I would love to work with each and every one of you.
Thank you for sharing that. So based on our conversation, what's one action step people can take this week to move forward?
What am I focused on? What do I want to feel? What focus will serve that? Start implementing that straight away. And the other thing is, go to codebreakerbook.com, and on the homepage, there are 3 free gifts, and they are platinum meditations. And you can actually start attuning yourself to that beautiful high frequency immediately, and it costs you nothing. Obviously, reading the book is a big deal, but even if you can't get the book, please go to codebreakerbook.com and download these 3 meditations, because they're quite special. And I've had just incredible feedback of people who are using them already.
And the 4 questions always serve you. They're free. And essentially, they cause no harm.
No, actually, quite the contrary. One of my clients just started her own franchise and she was floundering. And she said, oh, my staff are leaving. I can't do anything. I'm sorry. I can't come to your weekend. And 3 weeks later, she turns up at the weekend and I said, what's happening? She said, well, you taught me the 4 questions. So I sat in my car and I did what you told me to do. And she said, now I've got people coming in wanting to work for me who are really high caliber. And when I ask them, why do they want to work for me? They say, because we've heard it's a fun place to work. Believe me, the 4 questions are an absolute life and game changer and business changer if you use them.
And that's wonderful news, and I think that will help people. It's time to learn the secrets of life. What's your secret to living a platinum life?
Wow. Doing the work. Being diligent, loving myself enough to really implement a system that brings ease and grace into my life.
And I think that's the key. People all think that they can get something without the work. You have to do the work.
Mm-hmm. You have to at least read the book, believe me.
And then you have to do the work.
Exactly.
It is work.
But you know what? When you're doing this work, it's fun. And you start to gain insight into the most important person in your life, and that's you.
What did you learn later in life that you wish you would have learned sooner?
Oh, to stop judging myself, to stop making myself wrong, to start really and truly loving myself, being grateful for the creativity, being grateful for all of the gifts that came naturally and that I had to work for.
And those are great advice for our young people, and even for those of us who are older and haven't learned to do it yet. What's one piece of advice you would give your younger self?
I feel like crying. Hey, don't you worry about a thing, baby. It's going to be all right. You've got this. You've already made it.
And I think that's an important message. I know that that is very similar to what I would say to myself is, don't worry, it's all going to work out. In the end, you're going to have success. And I think that just gives you the courage to go forward.
I just love your wisdom. And it's so in alignment with where Codebreaker is and where we're at. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me on your wonderful show.
And thank you for being here. If people would like to connect with you, what's the best place for them to do that?
Go to thebiskinds.com, B-I-S-K-I-N-D-S, thebiskinds.com. And if they'd like to email me, which I don't usually do this, but again, info@thebiskinds.com will come to me. And also, don't forget codebreakerbook.com to get the book and to download your meditations. But on thebiskinds.com, you will actually learn a bit more about us and also all of the fabulous events and how you can participate with us in free and paid online and live programs this year.
And I will put those in the show notes. It's been such an honor to have you here joining us, and I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I hope that we get to do this again sometime.
That was an amazing conversation for me. I learned so much from Sandra and from reading the book. This week's action step, implement the four questions. What am I feeling? What am I focused on? What do I want to feel? What focus will serve that? I'm going to do that today. Also, check out the free meditations that she has. Overcoming ourselves and becoming neutral is so hard. I'm thankful to have had so many coaches, mentors, and mastermind groups and supporters who are helping me in overcoming myself. I can't imagine how much better it could have been if I had implemented this earlier in life. That's why I take the time to teach my kids so they can jumpstart their lives. I know I'm going to go back and listen to this show again, and I've also read the book. I have to keep reminding myself of the action steps I need to take. What about you? What are you going to change? Hey, if you're still listening, you must have liked this episode. So please share it with a few friends. I would appreciate that. And who knows, you might just change their life. What's preventing you from moving forward, and who are you putting on your team to build the life and business you deserve? Taking no action creates a far worse outcome in life than trying something and failing. Can I help you achieve your goals through coaching and accountability? Just email me. We can start with a chat to see if we're a good fit. For many people, one session allows them to take a giant leap forward towards their dreams. You can reach me at rocky@richersoul.com. I'd love to hear how you're doing and how the information I've shared has helped you. Thanks for listening. Have an abundant week.